Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know that sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life. To take you off the wrong road, put you on the right road, the straight and narrow way to heaven. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons, preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, we have had some anointing services in time past in the jails and prisons, praise God. And we are going back to do what the Lord called us to do, to minister to those that's behind prison bars, praise God. And we are here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do, to let you know what Jesus come to do, how the Lord come to change lives. We've been preaching about repentance. Amen. Talking about repentance, and we're going to take repentance and move it on to the next level, into the blood of Jesus. Praise God. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the exciting message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune in today's broadcast for this powerful message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we must know that repentance lays the foundation for being saved. You repent, ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. You won't sin anymore. And you, amen, the Lord will forgive you. He'll wipe your slate clean. And therefore, when you get forgiveness, you get started on this Christian journey. But conversion do not complete your salvation. So many Christians get satisfied with repentance, being converted, and being baptized in water. They feel like they done done it all. And there are some people who call themselves follow Acts 2:38, repent, be baptized in water in Jesus' name. Then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. But I want to let you know that part in Jesus' name, you must get Jesus on the inside in order to receive the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus said in St. John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. That's the reason why I preach Jesus. Because he is the way to get to God. You can't get to God no other way except you go through Jesus. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. And I'm putting on radio to let people know that. I'm putting it on the internet, on my Facebook page, and also on my website, to let people know it takes Jesus in order to get us delivered from sin. Jesus came into the world to whip the devil and render him powerless. He gave his life on Calvary's cross, shedding his blood. And that blood does two things. It will not only forgive you of your committed sins, but it will go down in your heart and cleanse you and wash you and root out that desire that caused you to backslide. So many Christians confess Christ. After they get baptized in water, after they repent of their sins, temptations come, they cannot stand, they fall, they go back, They backslide. And people say you can't live free from sin, as they say. But I want to let you know Jesus came into the world to fix that problem so that you don't have to be a slave to sin all your life. So many Christians are a slave to sin. How can you go to heaven being a slave to sin? I'm telling you, Jesus came to set us free. St. John 8:36, Jesus said, And if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Jesus came to set you completely free from your sins. That's the power of the blood. And people need to understand and know that. Is more to being saved than just repenting of your sins. It's more to being saved than just being godly sorry for your sins. It's more to being saved than being baptized in water. I'm telling you, you got to go through Jesus, go through the Calvary. I'm telling you, amen, because he is the only way to get to God. Amen. All right. Missionary Velvet, amen. Let's go to Revelation 12 and 11. Let's get started here, because we talked about repentance. We gave people a good understanding of what repentance is. And baptizing water is a testimony that you're changing your way of living. You're going to follow Jesus, as they say in Acts 2:38. But amen. What did the Bible say in Revelation 12 and 11?
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives until death.
They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb. In order to get delivered from sin, you must go through the blood. The blood of Jesus must be applied to your soul. How many Christians can testify that the blood has been applied to your soul? Has the blood root out that Adam nature of sin out of you? Can you confess and testify to that cause? Now, if the blood of Jesus have root out that Adam nature of sin, then you have no appetite, no desire to sin. Jesus done took the sin out of you. I'm telling you, praise God. Jesus come to take sin away. Amen. 1 John, the 3rd chapter. And the 5th verse. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet? I'm a Bible preacher. I'm a Bible man. I'm a Bible preacher. What did the Bible say?
Amen.
In 1 John 3 and 5. What did it say?
3:5.
Praise God. Amen.
And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins. And in him is no sin.
Now y'all heard what that Bible said? Amen. And ye know that he, which is Jesus, was manifested to take away our sins. In him is no sin. Now, if Jesus take your sins away, how can you use them? Amen. How can you use them if Jesus take your sins away? What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
Whosoever abides in him sinneth not.
Let you know, if you get Jesus, then you don't sin no more because your whole life has changed.
Whosoever sinneth has not seen him. Neither known him.
Now, if you got Christians saying they got Christ and still sin, they lie. Because the Bible said, if you sinning, you don't even know the man. You ain't seen the man, neither known the man. In other words, you don't have Jesus. That's what the Bible said. That's not what Amen Chaplain Holmes said. It's what the Bible said.
So little children, let no man deceive you.
Amen. So many Christians are being fooled now by people telling them they can serve God in their sins. What did the Bible say?
It said he that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous.
Amen. In order for you to please God, you must live right.
He that committeth sin is of the devil.
If you commit sin, the devil is in your heart.
For the devil sinned from the beginning.
For the devil is the one that sinned from the beginning.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested.
The Son of God was manifested.
That he might destroy the works of the devil.
Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil.
Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin.
Whosoever born of God does not commit sin.
For his seed remains in him.
For the seed, which is Jesus Christ, remains in him.
He cannot sin.
He cannot sin.
Because he is born of God.
Some people say you don't practice it. If you don't practice it, it means you don't do it. Amen. No matter how you word it, it means stop. A stop sign means stop. Not slow down, but stop. Praise God. And people need to stop sinning. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Praise God. I'm telling you. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the opening of this Holy Ghost field message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Breathe in their soul and sanctify them wholly. Put that joy in there. Put that peace and love in their heart. Glory to God. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prisons. Lord, bind them evil spirits in them jails and prisons. Lord, I come against that drug demon. Lord Jesus, those the flesh-lusting demon. Lord, those that want to steal. Amen. Those that want to rob. Amen. Those that want to commit murder. Lord, cast them demons and devils out of them and set the people free. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Lord, do these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise. And the song said, let the Savior bless your soul right now. Don't put off the day for tomorrow what you can do today. Let the Savior bless your soul right now. You heard the words that Ella Holmes gave us. You believe that the Lord has forgiven you for your sins. And he is now, you're ready to receive the blood of Jesus. And allow him to come and dwell within your heart. To rule there. And abide there forever. So those behind prison bars. Ella Holmes and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to prosper and have hope. So don't give up, because you have not been forgotten. Those in the free world, your prayers and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. And let God rule in your life also too. But most of all, the power of God is yet the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I implore you, I encourage you to give God a chance. And it's the best decision you will ever make. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself as we get ready to go over into the jails and prisons to minister the word of God to those that are behind prison bars. And those in the free world, click to our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Those in the incarcerated, write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking inmates write for Spanish material. Cohesus love the Spanish-speaking people. So until next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along my wonderful pain, Missionary Velvet, saying that,
if Jesus comes for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You've been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.